This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Troy LaFond is a polite and determined high school senior from Bellingham. He got top grades in AP chemistry and language. He plans to go into aerospace engineering. And then?
I want to work on rockets and drones that would go into space and hopefully eventually get humans back into space and onto planets and moons.
Meet the new breed of vocational school student. LaFond is in the engineering track of Blackstone Valley Regional Vocational Technical High School in Upton. Vocational schools are no longer considered repositories for students who can't hack the academics of traditional high school or kids who have little aspiration. VocTech schools today have rigorous academics and hands-on training. And the schools are increasingly seen as a 21st century employer's treasure chest, as places that are preparing the future workforce for a radically changed landscape of jobs. All this week, WBUR and our Bostonomics team are focusing on the future of work. As we're hearing in our series, some of the fields with the biggest job growth are healthcare, computers, and food service.
So these are from a dinner we did the other night, caramelized onion and goat cheese croissants.
It would be rude not to.
This is a huge commercial kitchen for the culinary arts program at Blackstone Valley. One student is standing in front of a big pile of chicken breast she's chopping up. Others are cooking a slew of quesadillas. Across the way is the machine shop. That's where a senior, Michelle Yitz from Grafton, is sitting at a computer. She loves manufacturing. She's made metal chess pieces and created her own roses made of copper and brass. She's also learning multimedia, an industry of the future. She plans to combine the two fields.
I definitely want to do something with media that kind of advocates for manufacturing, because when I came in here, I knew nothing about it. I thought it was a dirty, disgusting place where, like, you push buttons and you didn't do anything. But I want to kind of help show people the reality of what manufacturing is.
Michelle Yitz and Troy LaFond plan to go to four-year colleges. Last year, 70% of Blackstone students went on to four-year schools. But there are so many kids who want to follow in their footsteps and go to Voc schools, Massachusetts cannot keep up with the demand. As of 2015, there were 3,200 students on waiting lists for vocational tech schools in the state. Meanwhile, 75% of Massachusetts employers say they can't find qualified people to fill their jobs in everything from manufacturing to retail to finance. That's according to a recent survey that found that many business owners would like to see Voc tech education expanded. The longtime superintendent and lead cheerleader for the Blackstone Regional VocTech School District is Michael Fitzpatrick. He says VocTech schools have come a long way from the days they had to use donated surplus machines.
The equipment you would have found here 25 years ago was dated 1953 or before. And therefore, it trained skills that were no longer needed or competitive for the job market at the time. It certainly didn't allow employers or manufacturers or machinists to create and compete opportunities in their environments.
Now, in the manufacturing shop we're standing in, there's sophisticated computerized design equipment to be used with 3D printer applications. Students even use 3D printing in the culinary arts program.
And when you can see a culinary arts student doing a food-based coliseum that resembles that of the Rome, you can see the artistic work, the science work, the social studies, the creative writing, the imagination that takes place. That forms an ability for that individual to springboard into all kinds of new opportunity and innovation and add new values wherever he or she would go.
So you think that when a business comes in and says, what I really need is, for instance, critical thinking skills, communication skills, are the kids who are learning to use a 3D printer learning that?
There is an array, there's a menu of unlimited opportunities to promote critical thinking. And vocational technical teachers from both the academic and vocational side are masterful at creating learning opportunities that capture the new technologies and the new skill sets to respond to this new challenge.
Fitzpatrick says VocTech schools in the state are required to involve business leaders in the development of their curricula.
Think of one meeting that you've had with a business leader and how that has changed what's happening in the classroom.
Consigli Construction is one of the largest construction firms in the Commonwealth. In our interactions with them and with other smaller contractors, they've indicated that students need teaming skills, communication skills, and drafting skills, not only framing or actual hands-on labor activities.
And what do you do with that information?
The teacher would then work with other members of the team to reconfigure what lessons would be taught.
So how do you teach when you don't know what the challenge is going to be in 10 years? When you don't know where certain technologies are going, how do you prepare for that?
You focus on behavior and learning process, not on a specific topic or task. You have to have an instructional staff willing to constantly add new skills, new licenses, new training, new software applications to their teaching.
Can you give us an example?
An example from construction technology. Years ago, if you're building a kind of a roof activity, you might use a chalk line, okay, for the roof construction to make sure that you were geometrically aligned as far as the shingles. Today, you probably use a laser.
Yeah, because I think probably a lot of students here, hear that many of the jobs of the future are going to be done by robots or drones, and so they're probably wondering what's left for me.
That's an interesting analogy or metaphor. In my opinion, years ago, the vocational technical training may have viewed the student as the robot. Today, the student will program, design, and repair the robot. They won't be the robot.
That's Michael Fitzpatrick, superintendent of the Blackstone Valley Regional Vocational Technical School District. The state spends about $5,000 more per student in vocational high schools than for students in traditional schools. That's because of the smaller class size and the expense of equipment. In an effort to help VocTech schools expand capacity and purchase new equipment, the state gave $36 million in grants to Voc schools and programs and to community colleges over the last 2 years. It's going to give an additional $45 million over the next 3 years. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, there's a looming shortage of home health aids for the elderly. We'll take a look at high-tech startups creating new devices to ease the pressure on caregivers. For all of WBUR's Bostonomics series, The Future of Work, including interactive graphs showing what industries are growing and which are declining, go to our website, wbur.org.